Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest in the world of music and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. In the corner, we have Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Where's that voice from this week? What's happened there?
Don't know me.
Oh, she's back. Maggie Smith's back.
Hello, delighted. Friends.
Old friends. Oh, delightful. So happy.
I won an Emmy last week.
I noticed. You didn't show up again, though, Maggie. What a shame.
I was busy drinking gin.
Drinking gin. Fair enough. Friend of the show, Maggie Smith there. Friend of the show. And joining us also is, of course, Woody. Say hello, Woody.
All right.
Yeah, nice, mate. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Big show today. Very big show. Later on, you'll hear from our special guest this week's Australia's finest, the Veronicas,
oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. They were lovely. So, yeah, we'll be chatting to them and playing a little bit of a game later on. But first of all, we've got to get to it. It's WTF News. News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news? Biggest story, of course, this week. Stop all the clocks. Oh. Unplug the phone. Remove the copy of Mr. and Mrs. Smith from every home.
Why?
Brangelina is no more, ladies and gentlemen. Brangelina is no more. Yes, after many... How many years? Katie, you'll know. How many years?
12.
12 years.
How many
marriage.
Days?
12 times.
Do the maths at home. After many years of marriage together, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie...
Oh, no, wait. They've only been married for like 2.
Okay, the relationship in total then. Brad Pitt, you can tell already how little I care about this news story, can't you? I know no facts. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie aren't together anymore. There's a lot of heartbreak going on the internet right now and a lot of delight and use of Jennifer Aniston memes. All good fun and games. Gosh. Katie, you're particularly broken. Talk to me. Why do I you know, why should I care? Come on.
I was so shook. I left my desk for like 2 minutes. I came back and Slack was on fire. You know that, you know in Community where Troy goes out of the room to get pizza and he comes back and everything's
and
like on fire.
Yeah. And the troll's on fire.
That
yeah.
was me returning to my desk.
Nice.
I was like, what has happened?
Do you feel like the child in a divorce at the minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Can I say I just took great pleasure in breaking that news to you?
I hate you so much.
I enjoy that more.
I hate you.
Are you not at least happy that now Ocean's 12 is no longer the most embarrassing point of Brad Pitt's career? Is that not Ooh. At least a nice little side note?
That was a good film.
Oh, please.
Oh, don't please me.
When your
Catherine Zeta-Jones in it.
When your plot twist is that Julia Roberts looks a bit like Julia Roberts, you need to check yourself, frankly. Woody, are you shook? How are you feeling?
No, I was never really fully invested in them. I felt like they were a bit unattainable. I'm more of a, like, Katie Price and Peter Andre kind of guy.
Which or, I respect.
Yeah.
More
Heidi
down
Montag
to earth.
And Spencer Pratt. You know, that's kind of more my level.
A little nostalgia yeah. there. A little nostalgia.
You can tell what year I'm living in.
Yeah, I get that. Unobtainable is a very good quote. They were like the high royalty of Hollywood. Oh, but that's maybe why everyone's so shocked. You know, they were this, you know, iconic duo.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's sad.
It's like... Yeah, very convincing, very convincing. How do we feel about the Jennifer Aniston memes, though? Because that did make me laugh, I must admit.
Keep them to yourself.
All right, fair play.
Share them in your WhatsApp groups.
I'm sure in reality she does not care, and that's fair enough, but it is quite funny seeing clips of her from Friends saying, and that's what we call closure. That made me laugh.
She does not want to be part of this narrative anymore, okay?
I feel like I've heard that somewhere before. Okay, well, yes, let's move on to slightly happier stories, shall we? Slightly happier stories.
Slightly.
Very happy.
Okay, well, incredibly happy, apparently. There's a little viral song in the world right now that's been doing the rounds. I don't know if you remember this, guys. It doesn't really get mentioned by the internet, but there was this gorilla called Harambe that died, actually. Yeah, it rarely gets mentioned on Tumblr. And now... if you want to celebrate even further the life and legend of Harambe, you can by playing the beautifully titled song Out for Harambe, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Right. First of all, is it a banger? Is it a banger, ladies?
Yes.
Really?
Are you kidding?
You turned this one off,
I thought I was going to submit this for Banger of the Week. I mean, it's so good. It's a little bit heavy on the auto-tune, but the message and... like the beat are really good.
The message.
The message
strong
of the
message,
song.
Of course. What a beautiful, beautiful protest anthem.
It's what
anthem.
We need in 2016.
Oh, Marvin Gaye's
okay?
What's Going On, Feed the World, Out for Harambe, in that order.
Someone coined a phrase this year. I think it was Kylie Jenner hip hop. Like the kind of thing that she would play on her Snapchat channel. And like I kind of feel like this is it. It's that generic, really bad hip hop, you know? It's definitely got that vibe.
Well, I mean, what are we aiming to achieve with this? I guess is my main question. What is the achievement? Is it just for the lols, or is there a deeper protest going on here involving Harambe and male genitalia?
I have no idea, to be honest. Or is it just a group of Richards? Do you know what I mean? It could be that. Like...
Let's organise a meeting of people named Richard in aid of Harambe.
Richard Gere. Richard Branson.
Come on, I want three more.
Richard...
Go on. I believe in you. Attenborough.
Burton. Richard Attenborough.
He's dead, isn't he? Yeah, he's dead. Sorry.
I don't know another
awkward.
One.
Much like Harambe, it works.
But will you be getting your gentleman parts out for Harambe? That's the big question.
I mean, you just have to ask myself, is it what Harambe would want? At the minute, I think yes. Perhaps.
I think he definitely would.
I always want to have his best interests.
In fact, it was in his will.
You know what? You know what? I want to start a meeting with four people named Richard and my and that's it. And that's our celebration of the life of Harambe. Preferably at Cincinnati Zoo.
It's bringing a tear to my eye.
I'm crying.
Anyway, swiftly along to, still interesting topic. Troy Sivan, friend of the show. Troy Sivan, who we love dearly. So he's the latest celebrity to have been attacked and had some sort of semi-nude pictures leaked. But he had kind of a hilarious response to it, didn't he? He dealt with it very, very well. What did you think, guys?
Yeah, he basically said he was like, oh, I look good. It was
good response.
Yeah, but hang on, can we just get down to the nitty-gritty? When is a nude a nude? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's the line?
Because it was basically like a photo of him. Obviously, I looked. It was a photo of him in the mirror with some well-placed steam, you know.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, that's just a normal picture for me. Like... Well, what's the big deal?
Post-shower, you do always bring in the dry ice and the,
exactly.
the makeup ice before you Snapchat.
Exactly.
I respect that.
I just didn't think it was that scandalous.
No, fair enough. The other interesting news story, do you see the Emma Watson story as well this week?
No.
She is God. She just continues to be such a queen. Basically, this leaked, but it was a sort of a semi-nude photo, apparently, from her. It was something to do with her stylist. It was like a stylist shot, and it got leaked, but it was sort of see-through. But she shut it down so quickly, like with her lawyer team, and just went... No, hang on, I own the copyright to this picture. Like, I know a lot of people
get very embarrassed
about these things, don't want to come forward. She was just like, no, that's me, and I own the copyright. Take that down or I'm suing you. You're like, queen, yes, am I.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder why Troy can do that. I guess it was because it was all over social media. Probably there was no point.
Yeah, you know, it's nice that he still owned it in a hilarious way with his family.
Well, I just want to say to Troy, I really appreciated the photo.
And that's why he'll never come back on the show. Right. Very interesting news stories. Big week for news. If you've got any opinions, please do let us know. Go on pop-buzz.com and go on the Facebook page. Give us your comments. We want to hear what you think.
Well, this is exciting. We have the Veronicas in with us,
Woo!
Everyone.
Yes!
Woo! Lisa, Jessica, how are you today?
We're really good, honey.
So good, babes.
Thank you. Happy to be here with you guys.
Oh, how's London treating you? Is it treating you well?
It treats us too well. We never want to leave whenever we're here.
Stay.
Yeah,
I know.
We're trying to figure it out.
Well, I feel like it's been a while since you were last in town, actually. Like, you know, where have you been? I've been missing
you. Well, we've been writing a new record, so we've actually done a lot of the writing and recording here in the UK for that.
Okay, so you're actually
been sneaking in. Yeah, we have been sneaking in.
I just wanted to make sure you were well rested. That was the thing. I'm concerned.
Look, permanent case of jet lag. That's what I call it. It's just 12 years lag. Running now. 12 years running jet
God.
Lag.
Yeah.
But you're here to promote your new single. Tell us all about it, In My Blood.
In My Blood. It's the new song. We wrote it about love at first sight. It's sort of that feeling you get when you see someone for the first time and it's just like that rush through your body. That's what we wrote it about.
And who did you write it with?
We wrote it with each other. and there's two songwriters in Sydney that we work with. Yeah, we wrote our other single that did quite well out here called You Ruined Me with them as well. Two very, very different sounds, obviously.
Yeah, that's a ballad, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very, like, just piano vocals sort of ballad of that one. But one's electro dance, hypnotic kind of,
We were having a good weep to it in the office earlier, the ballad. We were just like...
Oh, yeah.
all up in my feels.
Yeah, this one's a bit more of a happy love song than that one.
And it's done really well in Australia as well. I hear it's gone to number one over there. That must have been, you must have been so happy about that.
Yeah, wow. You know, Jesse is out of it right now.
No, I was like, yeah, but then I feel like you almost cut me off, so I didn't want to. We're trying this new thing where we don't step over each other's sentences. It's a new thing we're trying.
Well, I'm terrible at that too, so don't worry about it.
Oh, we always do it.
But were you a bit relieved? Like, you know, because obviously you took some time away, you're coming back. There must be that pressure on you to kind of make it big, make it number one.
I suppose that does exist on some level, but for us, it's just about writing a song that we are really passionate about and that we feel like, you know, people are really going to connect with. And it's such, I don't know, that feeling. I know not everybody believes in love at first sight, but for us, it's, you know, it's like I've experienced a fair few times, and I know Lacey has too. And so it's, yeah, it's just such a, I don't know, cool feeling that I think everybody can connect with. And it sounds, you know, I think it sounds like that. That was the most important thing when we were writing for this record. This was the first song for our new album that we started writing. And so it was important for us to start with the music and for that to feel a particular way and then to write around that feeling. So for us, when we created this track, it felt like love at first sight, what it feels like to fall in love instantly with someone. So.
That's sweet. Aww, and let's talk about the artwork for the single as well, because I love it. So,
obsessed.
Like, I mean, just thick purple glittery paint, all of you, and pretty much nothing else, right? Like, that's kind of the deal. Like, whose idea was that?
Like a second skin. That was a collaboration between us and the photographer. Her name is Sasha Samsonova, and she does a lot of incredible kind of shoots with, you know, Kylie and Kendall Jenner, does a lot of high fashion kind of stuff. So we collaborated on this wild idea. I think Jess sort of came up with it, and I was just like, oh my God, okay. It has this sort of otherworldly feeling to it, which I love.
Doesn't look like the most practical of outfits, I'm not going to lie.
I loved it because we didn't need a stylist. It was like, all right, we're doing the glitter and the Vaseline. Great. Don't have to worry about clothes.
I was just a bit like, oh, I wouldn't wear that to the shop or down the bingo hall. Do you know what I mean? Like,
You could try, babe.
Yeah, maybe. I need to source one for next week. Yeah. That's what I'll do.
We can hook you up. It's like a 15-minute process. It doesn't take forever. It's just getting it off that takes a long time.
I bet.
Getting it on's really quick.
We should try it. Now, girls, has there been a little bit of a social media falling out? Because a couple of days ago, Lisa, you accused Jess of deleting you on Facebook.
Yeah.
What happened?
Drama.
Spill it.
Babes, I'd like to dedicate You Ruined Me to my sister Jess. I had no idea. I was oblivious, all right? I'm living in my own world, obviously. I didn't quite realize that it had gone this far. I go onto my Facebook. I'm trying to tag her in a post, like an update. Like, oh, we're going to London, tagging her at the airport. Couldn't find her when I was trying to tag her. And by the way, we're sitting on an airplane together about to take off. And I was like, okay, I'm going to tag you in my post. And she's like, okay. I was like, oh, what's your name on Facebook? She tells me and I'm like, oh, it's so weird. It's not coming up. And she's just like,
next thing I know, I played dumb for probably five minutes.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, yeah, weird.
I go to her actual page and it's got add friend icon up.
This is scandalous.
Like, shady.
And I was like, you deleted me from Facebook? This is the third time in the last year I've deleted you from Facebook. And she looks over to me and she goes, we weren't being friends. And I was like, what the heck? We're twin sisters. It doesn't matter if we're friends or not.
Stick around and we'll be back in a minute to play Fill My Gap.
Yes, time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So, Katie and Woody have each brought to me a new banger, which you can hear exclusively on Pop Buzz Radio. But we need to decide which is the biggest one. And the theme this week, in honor of the demise of Brangelina, I want breakup bangers, guys. I want breakup bangers, the kind of big banging songs that will help you get over the end of a relationship. So, Katie, I'm going to come to you first. What have you brought me this week?
Right, I don't think I can talk about 2016 breakups anymore, so I'm just going to get straight into it.
Wow. Okay, dive in.
You want a banger? I'll give you a banger.
Please do.
It's Calvin Harris, My Way.
My way. interesting choice given the high-profile relationship status of Calvin.
Well, yeah,
that
I
you've
mean,
chosen him. Yeah.
You know what? It's not actually about who you think it's about.
Okay.
Please.
It's actually a really versatile banger this
please,
week.
Please,
breakup banger.
Educate
because,
me.
Because Calvin bangers. Actually wrote it about a very well-known UK supermarket chain. Did you know that?
Okay, okay, that's the setup, ladies and gentlemen. That's the setup. Bring it home, Katie. No, I did not know. Which UK supermarket chain did Calvin Harris write the song My Way about? I'll
he
bite.
Supposedly said he wrote it about his dead-end job at Safeways, which is no longer alive, so rest in peace. So did you think 2016's hottest breakup banger would be about a supermarket chain?
No, I don't think anyone thought that.
I don't think Calvin thinks that. My word.
It's good, isn't it?
I mean,
I think it should win for that alone.
Sorry, is this true? Is this true?
This
You're
is
not
true.
Making this
no,
up.
He,
okay,
he
all
did
right.
an interview. No. He tried to like squash. Is that the word? Squash or quash?
Yeah. Okay. Either way.
Get rid of the rumors about TS.
Okay.
And
So the excuse is that it's the now defunct UK-based supermarket Safeway that he used to work
my
at.
My way.
So he went my way.
It was the one thing in his way.
I see what he did there. He changed the word safe to my to be a bit cryptic.
Yes.
I like that.
Exactly.
Very, wow.
So, I mean, that alone is enough to win Banger of the Week this week.
Evidently.
I mean, and by the way, it's a really good song.
I can't wait for the next Rihanna album that's just full of odes to Sainsbury's.
Tesco,
yeah.
Sainsbury's, Asda Morrison's. Bangers.
This is what you're sharp for. Okay, Woody. Woody, beat that. Beat the Safeway banger, please. What have you brought?
God, how do I
follow
that?
You can't beat that.
Oh, I think I can. Justice. They're back.
Justice,
my friend. They've been
away.
Yeah, they've been away for a while. Mm. And they have a new song. It's called Randy. Let's listen to it.
Let's listen. I must confess, I adore Justice. You can call them Justice if you want, but I've always said Justice because they're French and I'm pretentious.
Justice.
But they are, oh my God. Like, at uni, I was obsessed with that first album. I've seen them live countless times. And what I like about them is they're a big dance act, but there would be mosh pits at the front of these gigs, like in the club. People would go nuts for them. Yeah, so glad they're back.
I don't really need to say anything then, do I? I've won.
You've won! No. Convince me. Try and convince me further.
Well, I think like you can go two ways with a breakup. You can either feel really sorry for yourself, cry a lot, you know, get all snotty and ting, but... Or you can get back on that horse and ride off into the sunset with your new man or lady or whatever. And basically nothing says F you like a rebound.
Very true.
This song is basically a rebound track. Like, it's quick. It's a little bit naughty. You want to tell your friends about it. Hell, you want to tell your ex about it. It's that good.
Wow.
And it's literally called Randy. I mean, like, what
it does
more
get straight
do
to the point
to
in the title, I must say. I mean, On a side note, regardless of this competition, I'm just delighted they're back. So yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to Woody. I'm so sorry. Katie, if this had been the theme of supermarket bass bangers, you'd win by a mile. By a mile.
Calvin's heartbreak not mean anything to you?
Can we
the
do
story
a
of his success?
I'm just gonna pitch this now, right? Can we try and get Calvin in and just do a podcast live from a supermarket? Do you know what I mean? Like I could
That'd
sit in that little seat in the trolley with a microphone. Just we'll do a trolley
could
dash.
We push you around.
We'll do a trolley dash with Calvin.
Can
Harris.
I be behind the pizza counter?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
I'll
yes,
be on the cheese can. Counter.
On the cheese counter. It's going to be great.
No, you'll be in the bakery. You'll definitely be in the bakery.
Rihanna on the checkout. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, right. That's a plan for a future date. Okay. But there you go. But yes, Justice is this week's banger of the week. Calvin, also very good. And if you want to hear all those tunes and more, go on to Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Go on pop-buzz.com and click in the top right-hand corner.
Filma Gap. And we're back with the Veronicas. Give it up for the Veronicas, everyone. Woo. Girls, are you ready to play Fill My Gap?
What?
Yeah, it sounds scandalous, and it kind of is. Okay,
amazing.
So the game is simple. We just read out your tweets, and you have to guess the blanked out words. The twist is you're going to have to guess each other's tweets. So okay, we'll see how it goes. Katie, you're going
to
go first.
Yes. Okay, Jess, we're coming to you first.
Okay.
What do you think Lisa tweeted? Beauty tips, blank and blank.
What?
So we've got some options.
Maybe coconut oil. Okay.
So the first option is smile and laugh, wine and vodka, or sleep and rest.
Listen, I wish it had been wine and vodka, but it wouldn't have been. It would have been smile and laugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is correct.
God, okay. I'm so enlightening, aren't I?
Okay, well, let's
see. Dalai Lama over here. Okay. Dalai Lisa and Jesses. You can call us.
Okay, Lisa, what did Jessica tweet? Don't be blank. We got boring, mean, or basic.
Oh, I don't even remember tweeting that. I think she would say boring, but these days she would say basic because I feel like you would think that's funny.
Okay, but which one? You got to pick
boring.
One.
You're correct.
Yes! Yes! I've never said the word basic in my life.
No, I know, but the last day it's been funny.
Oh, okay, but that wasn't my last tweet.
I don't know when you tweeted that.
I don't check your stuff as much as I check mine, obviously.
Okay, next one, Jess. Happy birthday, blank. You're the best ever.
You're the best ever.
And our options are Troye Sivan, Queen Elizabeth, or Chris Lilley.
Chris Lilley!
Yes!
Because he is the best
the
ever.
Best, the best ever. Ever. Who is your favourite Summer Heights High character?
Look.
Mr G.
Mr G's yes. got to be
hands down.
The pick for sure.
I'm all here for Jemai.
Oh, I know. Jemai's amazing too.
Do you want me to kill your budgie?
You do that really well.
I learned from some Australians, actually.
Oh, really good.
Okay, Lisa. It's like the blank of desserts. Is it the Britney of desserts? Is it the Beyonce of desserts? Or is it the Kris Jenner of desserts?
Oh, God.
Think about this. This is a logical question.
Britney.
No, it's logical.
Oh, Beyonce?
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Well done.
Who would pick Britney?
None of those make sense to me at all. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, what would a Britney dessert look like?
Yeah, it's just, it wouldn't look like the Beyonce of desserts. You know? I don't know. They all confused me. And that was in reference, I remember, it was when we did that cruise thing, that cruise ship, and they had those desserts in the martini glasses. It was exceptional.
Yeah, was this with Five Sauce? I feel like this might have been a quote from, like, Michael Five Sauce.
I don't think so, but look, it could have been, but I don't think so.
I think you were on a boat with him at one point and ate desserts. It could have been another time.
I don't know.
Another universe. I don't remember being on a boat with him, but...
In your dreams, would he?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I dreamed it, actually. Ooh, think about that one.
All right, the next one. Jess. Just Skyped with my blank...
My chickens.
Yes!
I don't even need the multiple choice.
Aww, my babies.
My six chickens.
Six chickens.
Well,
why?
That would have been Lisa.
Yeah, like,
because they're the best ever, and everyone should have raised chickens as pets because they're, you know, just
they
very
need love.
Very sweet. Mm.
They need love.
Should we get a Pop Buzz chicken?
You oh my
should.
God.
Two of them, and
two
we can name them.
Studio chicken.
We should.
Yay! That would be such an honor.
Give them our spiritual names that we've just given ourselves.
Yeah.
Dalai Lisa and Jess.
Yeah. I love chickens. It. We're
I'm
doing
so
it.
Down for this.
Our spiritual names. Blasphemy.
Okay, is it 3-2 at the moment? Is
yep.
this a, so this yep. is to draw, really. So no okay. pressure. Okay. Have just eaten my body weight in
chocolate.
Blank. So the options are...
I think it's my go yeah. on your tweet. Wait.
Yeah, to Lisa.
Yeah.
I mean, keen, but I appreciate the effort.
Jess is like,
I said
know
chocolate
this.
Thinking it was Lisa's tweet,
right.
So I wouldn't have said chocolate, okay. So.
It's probably given potatoes or kale or something.
Okay,
tacos,
the options
not,
are...
Vegan tacos?
The options are hummus.
Hummus, that's it.
Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want to hear the other options?
Hear the other options in case it's like
okay.
people's souls or something.
Gosh.
Potatoes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Or turnips.
I do like radish. Hummus. If it had been radish.
It's hummus.
You are correct.
Yay!
For real? Oh, don't you know each other so well?
I was celebrating your win, but really I should be scolding your win.
No, that's very it's very sweet, actually.
We both win.
We're both winners.
Yeah, we haven't got a prize for you.
High five us.
It's respect from Pop Buzz.
Yes. Eternal. Guys. Infinite respect.
Girls, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to help. To help you.
You have helped us.
I am helping you. Have you in, and good luck with the single.
We're on the same wavelength, so don't worry about it.
Good luck with the single. Good luck with the album when it comes out in November. Everyone, thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you. So fun.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
You should delete yourself.
Yes, it's been a while, but it's the grand return of Name That Fanfic. I'm so excited. So what I have in front of me are three genuine quotes from pieces of fan fiction. And all Katie and Woody have to do is tell me who those quotes are being said by or said about. And this week, the theme is 5 seconds of summer, ladies and gentlemen. So all of these quotes have been taken from stories off the aptly named 5secondsofsummerfanfiction.com. Yep, that exists.
.com.
Oh, they've got their entire website. Not .biz, not .net, not .gov.
Like, not fanfiction.net.
No. They've gone legit. They have paid for that domain. Yeah, it's impressive. So it'll either be Luke, Michael, Ashton, or Callum, but before we get to that, I'm gonna need some buzzers, guys. So Woody, I'm coming to you first, mate. When I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Meow.
I feel like
I thought of that on the spot.
I know you did. You always go that route when you're thinking on the spot.
I forgot we were doing this.
There we go. K2, when I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Shook!
Nice. Straight to the point. Cuts through. That'll do nicely. All right, best of three, guys. Best of three. All right, this is fan fiction quote number one. I do as she says and take her shirt off, along with her bra, and go back to kissing her. Only this time, the kiss was hungrier. I pull off her shorts, eager for things to move faster. I do as she says and take a shirt off. There we go. Woody's in with the cat noise. Who do we think, mate? Luke, Michael, Ashton, or Callum?
That sounded like Michael to me.
Justify that statement. Why does it sound like Michael to you?
I think Michael's a bit smooth like that. I feel like he's, you know.
Is this smooth?
He's definitely the smoothest out of the lot. I feel like Michael would put a lot of care into undressing you.
This game has taken such a turn.
It's gotten filthier, hasn't it? It's gotten filthier.
Well, you've got to put your mind in the scenario, haven't you?
If you think that one's bad, there's two more. Trust me. I'm afraid it's the wrong answer, man. Oh. I'm afraid it's the wrong answer. Katie, in for the steal.
I'm going to put out there Luke.
It was Callum, ladies and gentlemen. It was Callum, I am afraid.
Didn't have him down for that.
There you go. No points there. No points there. Is this game right? Quote number two. Fingers on the buzzers. Here we go. This is quote number two. Strap in. I moan as Adrian kisses my neck, probably leaving marks. It might be Adrian. You know what I mean? It's spelled Adrian. It's spelled boy Adrian. All right.
Ooh.
I moan as Adrian kisses my neck, probably leaving marks. She brushes her bottom lip up my skin to my lips and kisses me. Damn.
Jerk!
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Who would say damn? Ashton.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid. Woody, in for the steal. I'll finish it off for you. Damn. She knows what she's doing.
I think, I'll go back to my favourite. I think it's going to be Michael.
And it's the correct answer, Woodrow Wright. Very well done. A point to Woody. All to play for. We could have a tie or a Woody win if he gets this one right. It's the final quote. Quote number three. I will warn you, but please bleep button at the ready.
No.
He pulled away for a second to walk over to his underwear drawer and pull out a bag. He smirked at me and placed the bag on the bedside table. It wasn't long before I heard a click and then a buzz of the... Now, who was that? Who was that? Which of
five
sus?
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I'm not joking. We've done this quiz so many times. Five Sauce Fan Fiction was the filthiest set I have found in any of these quizzes.
Sign me up to the fandom now.
I am also loving the look on producer Rob's face as he knows where to beep right now. Very well done.
I'm blushing.
Who do we think, anyway? Who do you think's got the secret bag?
I think you need to read it again.
No, I don't.
Secret bag in the underwear drawer. Who are we thinking?
Woody, I'm going to let you take this.
I think Ashton, because everyone knows he's filthy.
Again, it's the correct answer. So Woody is the winner of that one. Congratulations.
I don't know
sir.
That for certain.
I know. Is this a badge of honour to win this particular week's edition? I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I feel like it's very on brand.
It's very on brand. You're deep in that fan fiction life. Commiserations, Katie, but like I say,
one of those weeks. I'm just like, what?
Congratulations.
This is my favourite game yet.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think I will seriously struggle to find an edition that is filthier than the Five Sauce Fan Fiction. But I will try. Join us next week. Maybe we'll find out.
Got a question, we've got a question. Can you help us out?
Finally, it is the question of the week, an important question based on this week's news that we just need to settle and answer. Now, once again, we're still focused on the demise of Brangelina. What we want to know now, which celebrity couple is going to take their crown as the king and queen of Hollywood? So I'm going to come to each of you guys. I want the best answer is going to win, and it's my judgment at the end of the day. But yes, I will come to you, Katie, first, because I can tell you are chomping at the bit with some real answers you want to throw down. Okay, who will be the next Brangelina?
Are you ready for this?
Oh, here we go.
Because this is my magnum opus. Title: Five Reasons Why Me and Brad Pitt Should Be the Next Hollywood Golden Couple.
This is why they don't let you cover premieres. This is it, right? Okay, go.
Number one: I'm the only person on the planet that thinks the Ocean's trilogy was good. So
fact.
I'm supportive of his career.
Fair play.
Number two: 1 second. my surname is Smith, so we could rustle up a way more convincing sequel to Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Of course, the remake we were all asking for.
And it would be called Mr. and Mrs. Smith 2, even Smithier. Good. Catchy.
This time
box
it's even
gold.
Smithier.
Number three, I once visited a fancy dress shop in Richmond a day after him, so it's about time our paths actually crossed.
That is the most obscure claim to fame I've ever heard. Also, how do you know that piece of information?
Well, he moved there when Ange was filming Maleficent. Oh, sorry, first name's Ange.
Sorry, my mate Ange.
And they moved to Richmond, and I was at uni at the time, so I did not go around... In my spare
was the budget
time
that small on Maleficent that he was going into fancy dress shops in Richmond trying to pick stuff out for
iconic?
Okay. Any other
number
reasons?
Four.
There we go.
I've never been to Hollywood and I very much would like to go.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's definitely a
and
justified
number
reason.
Five. I'm poor and he has lots of money.
That is true. That is very true. Good a reason
keep
as
it
any.
Real. Keep
you,
it real.
I mean, you got
to
be real.
Good a reason as any. When you go off to Hollywood in this this hypothetical marriage and become the celebrity queen, would you still do the Pop Buzz podcast or would you be a lady of leisure?
No, you can dial in. It's fine.
I'll get you down the line from LA.
Yeah.
Showbiz correspondent.
I'll make some time for you.
Fair play. Thank you for that. Woody, beat that, mate. Which celebrity couple will be the next Brangelina?
Well,
talk to me.
I didn't go for myself.
For
Brad. No, I thought, well, why don't we take the TV power couple and they can infiltrate the movie world?
Okay.
Yeah, Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood.
Oh, well.
Like, think about it. They're already a power couple. So all they need to do is do a couple of films. Like, they could do a Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but, like, with pavlovas instead of guns. Do you know what I mean? Like, they...
Undercover baking agents.
Oh, God.
I'd watch it. Can't pretend I wouldn't watch it.
They could take over the world. And, like, I think... Do people ship them? I'm new to the fandom.
Next week on Name That Fanfic, Paul and Mary.
No, I genuinely think they have the power and the following to take the crown.
Okay.
And also, like, wouldn't they look good in Madame Two Swords? You know, yeah, now that true. Brad and Angelina have been melted down.
They've been melted down. They've just been separated.
I hope they were for dramatic effect.
Yeah, that would have been funny, to be fair.
Yeah, no, Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood.
Okay, I mean, I hate to be the one to break this to you, Woody, but we are currently recording this on the 22nd of September, and as I speak into this microphone, news has broken that not only is Mary Berry to leave the Great British Bake Off, and now it moves to Channel 4, but also Paul Hollywood has signed a deal to stay at Channel 4 with the show. Immediately, the gulf between them seems to have widened.
But, hang on, but isn't in... I confess I've never seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but isn't the idea that they're not together at the start?
Yeah.
They're going to come back together.
Wow, this is grasping at straws here. I think, unfortunately, as much as I would love to see Paul and Mary together fighting crime, being secret agent, and as much as it pains me to give this to Katie, who put herself in her answer,
yes!
Unfortunately, due to developments outside of my control in the Bake Off world, Katie is the winner of the question of the week. Well done.
Yes!
Well done. Nice little point there.
I've got to go. I've got a flight to catch.
Oh, good.
Bye.
Good. All right. Sorry, mate. Yeah, off she goes. Off she goes. To Hollywood. To Hollywood, not Paul. Well, very good. Very well done. Very well done, everybody. And that's about it for this week, guys. Lovely. One more round of applause for the Veronicas, weren't they fun?
Yay. Woo-hoo.
Love them.
Like I say, more very big guests. Again, I'm going to keep it a surprise, but very big guests over the next few weeks, isn't it? I mean, we can tease them. Like, it's... There's good people we've
it's
been
meeting.
It's good.
It's
Keep
good.
Listening and go back and check out all of season one. Yeah, we had Ollie Alexander last week. We had Dua Lipa in a few weeks, Bad Blink-182, loads of great guests. Go check out all the previous editions of the podcast. You can. It's on pop-buzz.com. And also make sure you check us out on SoundCloud, on iTunes, on TuneIn. We're everywhere, guys. We really are everywhere. But for now, it is goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. See you next week.
I don't know what reminded me of this. Can we get Dani Minogue on the podcast, please? She's back. She's back in the UK.
I love that.
Yeah, but that's the only way in which she is back. She is back in the UK. That is the end.
Honey,
of
honey. Her back. She never left.
Handbags.
She never left.
At home.